what I can. Change in me, give me courage to rise, to stand and believe, and the wisdom to know what I need to leave. Oh, I'm trusting you daily, faithfully.
Hey family, welcome back to Sacred Singleness. I'm your host, Maddie. And if you've been following along, you know we've been on quite a journey. We've talked about contentment in the now. We paused to talk about roots and planting seeds. And then we dove into loneliness and how God meets us there, right? But today, we're taking the next step, baby. And I know a lot of you have been waiting for this one. Okay, which is preparing for godly relationships. Now listen, this isn't just for the ladies. So fellas, go ahead and pull up a chair. And for my single moms and dads who are carrying double duty, this one is for you too. Because preparing for a godly relationship isn't just about finding the one, and I'm gonna put that in quotations. It's about becoming the person God is calling you to be, whether that's a spouse, a parent, or just a whole healthy child of God. So let's go ahead and talk about it. And let's be real. A lot of us praying for godly relationships, we are, but don't want to prepare for them, right? We want the blessing without the building. But think about it. If you were going to run a marathon, okay, and I'm just going to put a marathon. I don't know why that came into my mind. You wouldn't just show up at the starting line with no training, right? Because baby, you collapse at a mile or two. If it was me, I'll collapse within 20 steps, but you know, that's just me, right? Same thing with relationships, especially godly ones, right? Because if we talk about the ones the devil's putting together, baby, you don't got to put no effort in that one. But the godly ones, these are special, okay? These are God's work. You know, love isn't magic. It takes maturity. It really does. A lot of healing and preparation. And here's a truth bomb, okay? You ready for it? Marriage magnifies what already in you. I'm going to say that again. And I did a whole segment on my Instagram about this, but I'm going to talk about it. Marriage magnifies what's already in you. So if you're insecure, if you're bitter, if you're unhealed in singleness, let me tell you something. Marriage does not fix it. It only magnifies it. That's why preparation is crucial, okay? And so here's what the Bible says about it, right? Let's anchor this into scriptures because, again, you know how I love to give scriptures. Let's go back to Proverbs 24:27. So chapter 24, verse 27. And it says, prepare your work outside. Get everything ready for yourself in the field. And after that, build your house. Right? Preparation before building. And in Matthew's chapter 7, verse 24 through 25, it says, Jesus says, you know, the wise man builds his house on the rock and storms will come, but preparation and the foundation keeps it standing. What about Ruth before before Boaz showed up, right? You know, Ruth was already working faithfully in the fields. She wasn't sitting around, you know, waiting. You know, she was preparing through diligence and obedience. And what about Joseph? You know, before he became second in command in Egypt, you know, God prepared him through trials and tests. And his preparations, baby, let me tell you, it shaped his character for leadership. So your preparation isn't wasted time. It's God's training grounds, baby. So you better get to working. You know? So let's get a little bit practical, right? So for my single women, says your preparation might look like healing from past wounds so you don't bring old baggage into something new, okay? It's learning to set standards, not just expectations. You know, it's growing your identity in Christ so you don't lose yourself in someone else. I see so many people, you know, once they get that person, they become their whole world. You know, you stop going to the gym, you stop doing the things that you were doing because you're paying so much attention to this relationship. You lose yourself in this new relationship. Same thing for our single men, you know. My brothers, preparation means becoming the kind of leader you want to be for your future family. Okay, not perfection, right? But responsibility, right? Learning how to manage your finances, because you're going to need that, because you know your woman, she a spender, baby. She on the Amazon. She over here on Shein. You need to set order. And hopefully the female that you get, you know, she knows how to manage your finances too. It's very important, women. I'm going to circle back to the women, that you learn how to manage your finances. You know, I get it. We can be a little reckless with our money. Sometimes we can, but we need to learn how to steward our money a little bit better. Okay. It's not about being, you know, broke, but it's just about making, you know, smart financial decisions. And so when you come in union with your man, you know, you're not sitting here, you know, messing up his finances, y'all's finances. You know, we need to work together. So again, back to the single man, learn how to manage your finances, guard your purity, and learn how to handle conflict with humility. And, you know, pursue God with consistency. It's very important that you always put God in the center of everything, your decisions, and, you know, learn how to pray for, you know, your future spouse. Okay. Learn how to lead. Okay. I'm not going to go back to Adam and Eve, but, you know, be a good leader. Okay. Ask God for wisdom, for discernment. Right. And for my single parents, I didn't leave us out. I can never leave us out. You know, our preparation has a unique layer, right? And that what I mean by that is that you're just not preparing for yourself, but for your kids too. Okay. We got extra baggage. Okay. And that means being prayerful, right? About who you allow into your children's lives. Preparation is modeling healthy love so you can see what it looks like. I'm about to put myself as an example. I was dating someone last year, and we're no longer together, but that's a different story for a different time. And I was very cautious. I've always been very cautious of who I bring around my child, just because, and I'm going to speak now for my single ladies, and I'm also going to speak to my single dads, okay? But take what resonates and leave what doesn't. But I've always been very, very, very cautious about who comes around my child. And I'm walking this walk of God. And even before walking this walk of God, I was never promiscuous, meaning I was never just out there just giving it out to any man and anything that came my way. You know, I was in a relationship, you know, a serious relationship, not we're just going to hook up and just call it a hookup. So my son, after me and his father of 14 years separated, I'm sorry, of 13 years separated, I dated in between, but my son never met a man that I've dated, never came close to, never, ever, ever. Because I'm guarding his peace, right? I'm guarding his mental. I'm making sure that he doesn't see different men coming in and out of my life, okay? And out of his life. And I'm guarding him too, because my son is a type of individual that gets very close to people. And I don't want to cause him that trauma that he's going to have to then fix later on in his life, right? We're not trying to build trauma in our children. We're trying to heal their traumas and heal ours too. So why repeat the cycle? So before, when I met this guy, which he's still in my son's life. He really is. I never cut the ties because he was a good influence. Just because me and him didn't work out didn't mean he's not a good human, right? So I've allowed him to continuously be in my son's life. But you have to be very selective. You can't just allow people to come into your kid's life. And we dated for quite some time until I felt comfortable. And I said, you know what? This seems like it's going somewhere. I've seen your intentions as far as, you know, what type of person you are and what you've shown me so far. And I genuinely believed that he was what he showed me. And until this day, I still believe that, whether we didn't work out or not, because, you know, there was some stuff that I needed to heal and there were some things that he needs to work on. And so we couldn't work on those things together, to be honest with you. So what the future brings, I don't know. But however, That's something that I surrender to God. But to say the least, date. When you date a man or a woman, take your time. Don't just introduce your kids all of a sudden. Even if they were like, oh, I want to meet them. Well, whenever you feel comfortable, and if you feel like they're a good example for your children, then present them. And I would present them as a friend. I'll be like, this is my friend, right? And as things get a little bit more serious, then maybe you can present them as your boyfriend or your girlfriend. But don't stop introducing men and women to your children's life. That's not a good thing. Okay. Let me give you an example, another example. I am trying to teach in this season of my life, in my singleness season, I'm trying to teach my son about boundaries, about faith, and about self-worth. I really am. Because that's something that, you know, I struggled when I was growing up, was somewhat setting boundaries. I had boundaries, but they weren't strong enough. And my faith was there, but it wasn't strong. And my self-worth was tied to a man. And that goes and stems back from my father. So I want to be able to, when I meet someone who's godly, my son wouldn't be shocked, right, by it. I wanted to make sure that my son has seen me live it already, right? That's preparation. And I hope that made sense. That example made sense. But how do we actually prepare for our godly relationships, right? We heal before you build. Healing is very important. You don't want to go into a relationship because you can actually be destroying something that God has sent your way. God could have brought that person into your life. Oh, it's going to be a deep one for me. God could have brought that specific person, or he could have brought two people together that were meant to be together. And you could have messed that up, right? Because you were not healed. So don't expect someone else to fix what God can only heal, baby. Okay, take it to God. Heal, 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 heal before you decide to go back to dating. Because again, even in the dating stages, I know it said marriage will reveal a lot of things, but dating will too. And you can have two people that are good for each other, but two unhealed souls, and that will collide. And so before you go into a relationship, I would say heal whatever it is that wound is, whatever triggers you. And if you don't know what your wound is, sit down and see what triggers you. Really pay attention to those past relationships, to currently right now, how you respond to people. And you will find what triggers, and start with a trigger. Work on those triggers, and then dig deeper into that trigger. And that would eventually expose what's the problem. Work on your communication. Learn to listen, not just talk. Relationships rise and fall on communication. I am a big one on communication. I love and I strive for communication. Believe me, nobody wants to have those exhausting, long conversations, right? Nobody does, but those are important in order to build something. Because when you communicate with your partner, right? When you communicate your feelings to the specific individual that you're with, okay, it helps for them to see and understand your perspective. But you also need to learn how to listen to them. We can't always be on the defense, because sometimes when we bring out concerns or issues, it's not to batter. It's not to cause, you know, issues in the relationship. It's to make and bring awareness into what's happening, right? Learn to listen with an open heart. Understand that you two are two different individuals, right? So your point of views don't always match or line up. But it's learning to understand the other person's perspective and seeing how we can, you know, work with that, how we can come to a compromise nobody's perfect. You know, you're never, if you're searching for a perfect soulmate or if you're searching for that perfect wife and whatever you got in your head, guys, ladies, single parents, get it out of your head. You will never get that perfect person. You will get that person that is going to be your assignment. Okay? No one is perfect. No one. No one. Let me tell you something. Someone can be beautifully externally. She can have the banging body and everything, but her soul is empty. You can have somebody who's not as attractive, but hey, she meets the other boxes. Like, let's stop going for looks and let's start looking internally about the fruits that those people are bearing. I'm telling you, not everything that shines is a diamond. Okay? Like, stop looking at the external and start looking for the internal, the fruits of the spirit, guys. You want to develop discipline, okay, while you're preparing for this godly relationship. If you can't manage your money, okay, your time or your emotions now, marriage will only make it harder, and even a relationship, right? And it's not about splurging. Like, listen, if you're taking a girl out on a date, fellas, or, you know, I'm going to talk to the fellas right now. If you're taking a woman out on a date and you took her to, you know, a simple restaurant, you don't have to have a lot of money. You don't even have to take her out to a restaurant. You can take her out somewhere. You don't always have to splurge. Learn how to control your money. And if the female, it's giving you a feel of you ain't doing enough, then that's not the one for you. And ladies, let me tell you something. Stop digging into these men's pockets, okay? Stop with the, where is he taking me? If he's taking me to a fancy restaurant or IHOP. Let me tell you, stop looking at those things and start looking at how he treats you, how he talks to you, how he shows up for you. When he says he's going to do something, does he actually do it? Does his word follow with actions? Start looking at if he's encouraging you, if he's putting the word of God into you, if he's like, hey, you want to go to church? Or hey, if he even starts paying attention to his actions versus what he can give you. We are looking at the wrong things, okay? And I have to talk to my ladies, because ladies, we are savages, okay? We are. Some of y'all just, what can he do for me? What bills can he pay? Oh, I need my nails done. Stop it with that. Stop. These men are not our, especially in the dating stages, okay? In the dating stages, people are like, well, if he ain't giving me no money. No. Stop. Take that out. He's not your husband. He is your boyfriend. He should not have to be maintaining you financially. Now that if he wants to give you $100 because it comes out of the kindness of his heart, accept it and keep it moving and bless him and tell him thank you. But for you to feel like that man owes you money, that is an issue, okay? Manage your time. Be able to balance out your life. You can't just be me. When you come into a relationship with somebody or into marriage, you're going to have to share your time. You can't be selfish in that, you know, in that manner. And your emotions too, control them. Learn how to discipline your emotions. Not everything needs a reaction, okay? And I've had to learn this. Not everything needs an answer. That was a big one for me, okay, that I had to learn. And I want you guys to grow spiritually, right? Your relationship with God will always be the foundation for any relationship with others. Build that foundation and believe me, your relationships will flourish if you know how to handle it. Stay in scripture and surround yourself with examples. Watch godly couples, not just any couples, godly couples. And what I mean by that is because the devil puts people together too, baby. Okay, the devil knows what we like. The devil knows what we want. So he will bring you somebody that can be a counterfeit, that can sit there and be who you, and yeah, it looks all good, but in reality, it's ending for destruction, you know? Get with those people who've been together. You need to surround, if you're seeking marriage, if you're seeking relationship, stop listening to your single friends. And I'm not talking about don't listen to your single friends. I mean, if you're seeking a relationship status, a marriage, stop hanging with the friends who all they do is club and talk negativity into you. And every single or every other word you hear is be this and be that. And I'm about to go and lay her up in the bed and this and that. Stop surrounding yourself with those people. Those people are not walking the path that you're trying to go to. And that will be your downfall. Because you know what that is? That's a devil in your ear. You need to surround yourself with, you know, people who are married. And even if you can't, because I know when they say once you're married, stop hanging around with single people because single people will drown you back into that path that you are no longer walking. I get that. But try to get mentorship from people that, you know, if you see a couple that's been together for years and they go to church and then you really see them like, you know what I'm saying? It might not be perfect, but they are in the right path. Get some advice from them. Ask questions. Learn from your mentors. Don't prepare in isolation. How are you going to learn how to do something that you never done before? I mean, it's like getting a degree. You go to school to learn. So get around people who can teach you. Okay, preparation doesn't mean perfection. It means intentionality. Right? So you know what's interesting? And I want to tell you that. We live in a world obsessed with weddings, not the actual marriage. And people spend months preparing for one day, but give it little thought to the lifetime after. And we just spoke about this in church this past Sunday, right? People spend millions and thousands of dollars on a wedding and their marriage ends in 5 months. And it's true because people are behind the actual ring and marriage and not about the covenant, not about the relationship, not about the building. It's all for play. And that's why I keep saying, stop looking at Instagrams because these marriages are not coming in union because God put them together. They're coming in union because the devil put them together. Right? But preparing for godly relationships flips that. It's not about the flowers or the Instagram photos, right? It's about the character you carry, the faith you live out, the way you handle storms. And if you're in a relationship, and let's say you're in a relationship like dating, in the dating period, and that person cannot handle disagreements, they can't handle a little argument, they can't handle whatever the case might be, and they won't let their pride and their ego go, let me tell you, y'all need to work on that expeditiously or you need to separate. You need to separate and they need to work on that because that pride and ego will kill a relationship. You can't go in a marriage or into an engagement or whatever with ego and pride, ladies and men. You know, there will be storms in the marriage. There will be storms in the relationship. Stop running away from them. You know, and right now, whether you're single, whether you're dating, whether you're divorced or you're raising kids solo, God is saying, let me prepare you because he cares about your future relationships more than you do, baby. Let his hand be in the pot. His feet too. Shoot, let his whole body in the pot. And watch how he moves in our favor. So let's pause right now and I want you to ask yourself, what areas of my life need preparations before I step into a relationship? And am I asking God for a spouse while neglecting to let him shape me? That's a really important one. I'm going to repeat that one again. Am I asking God for a spouse while neglecting to let him shape me? And this one's for single parents. Am I preparing my heart and home in a way that welcomes God's best for me and my kids? Because baby, you don't come alone. You come with a package. So you always got to include your kids no matter what. And if that person that is coming into your life don't care about your kids, you need to turn around and walk away. Because believe me, this whole, oh, he might like them later. They're not his kids. No. Whoever comes into your life has to love you and your kids as if they were his own. Because this is the person that is going to be in the house with you, caring for them kids too. And this is not about shame. This is about hope, guys. Okay. God is preparing you to become I don't know. He's preparing you because he loves you. He loves you too much to let you enter the next season unready. So let's go ahead and close in prayer. Lord, thank you for the gift of preparation. Thank you for reminding us that love isn't just about finding someone. It's about becoming who you've called us to be. For my sisters, give them strength to heal and courage to hold their standards. And for my brothers, give them wisdom to lead with humility and honor. For us single parents, give us discernment and peace as, you know, we prepare not only for our own hearts, but also for our homes. Father, help us all prepare well to plant seeds of faith, discipline, and love that will grow into healthy, godly relationships in your timing. We trust you with this process. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. And thank you, family, for joining me in this conversation. Preparing for godly relationship isn't a burden, okay? It's a blessing because preparation protects us, right? Preparation strengthens and it also makes us, you know, sure we're ready for the good things God has for us so we don't mess it up in the end. So I'll see you next time on Sacred Singleness. But until then, keep preparing, keep trusting, and keep living with hope, right? God's timing is perfect and his plans for you are so good. Until next time, bye guys.
I'm learning to trust you. I'm letting it be. Love.